Follow Anchor. This is Anna Garrett.
Like, oh, I made it now. Blah, 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 you know.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hopefully finding enough to hear another episode.
I don't actually know what I'm saying.
Marketing, entertainment, tech, you know, all the fun stuff.
Hello, you. This is Anna Garrett, your host, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I'm sharing with you something different. It's not an usual series, something maybe similar to three facts about me, but today I'll be sharing with you three internet people, three YouTubers that have inspired me, have inspired my work, and the way I lead life as well. It's not typical people, it's not like very, very big YouTube stars. You might not know any of them, I don't know. If you do, please give us a voice call over on Anchor or message me in whatever platform you're into. And let me know, because I'm very much a fan of these people and I would love to talk to you about these people. But yeah, without further ado, here are my three top people in the internet world. The first person I'm sharing with you today is Sarah Dietschy. Now, Sarah Dietschy is probably one of the top people that make me who I am, I would say. I didn't want to go for the too obvious. I mean, the first person that I would go straight ahead would be Gary Vaynerchuk. But since most of you know who Gary is and are very familiar with his teachings, the way he leads his life and everything, I didn't want to bring Gary Vaynerchuk into this list. So these are three completely new people, and I guess people that are not like the most famous ever, but are still like pretty big YouTube stars. So back to Sarah Dietschy. Sarah Dietschy is a YouTuber who usually does videos based on creativity and tech. So creative stuff and tech stuff, that's her core. And she usually does her videos in a very original way, I would say, because the way she leads her videos is like a mixture between vlogging and reviews and like a main theme or main trend that is going on, and she mixes it all up into making a video that is really her own. So I like that very much about her, how she has been able to create her own style and distinguish herself from so many people who are reviewing technology, and I guess so many people who are telling stories about creative people. But what else? I guess I can also relate a lot to her story. So Sarah, while she was in high school, she very much enjoyed sports, basketball, and she enjoyed music. So she played guitar for bands and she was very involved in it. And those were things that, for me, still it resonates with me, because I was very much into playing football, soccer at the time. Probably thought that I would be playing soccer somewhere, I don't know. And then I got into music as well and started playing guitar and played in bands as well. But not, I didn't take it as seriously as Sarah did. And I don't think I ever believed that I could be playing in a band professionally, and I don't think I did. I mean, if I would be an artist today, I would probably be a solo artist, not in a band. So, and then after she finished high school, she went to college. I believe she went into computer science, but I might be wrong. And she started doing these other projects on the side, recording her trips, doing vlogs of her traveling, and doing little projects for clients and stuff. And she started understanding that she loved this way more than what she was studying, and she thought school was boring and everything. She didn't connect to it at all and didn't connect to some of the people as well. So she decided to pursue it full time, and then she started doing more and more videos, and then suddenly she received the incredible shout out by Casey Neistat, And that's how she kind of boomed and blossomed in the YouTube world. Now, after that, Sarah was very smart. I think she was ready for this since day one. So when that boom happened, the first thing that she did was go straight into Gary Vaynerchuk and ask to be on his Ask Gary Vee show. So she took that opportunity, which also, I guess, gave her another big moment of exposure for her. And then she kept on capitalizing that moment with big collaborations with other YouTubers. So she really knew that for her to build an audience, she either had to be found or had to be in other people's YouTube channels, because the people already know her. How else are you gonna find a new YouTuber? It might be through a collaboration, or it might be because you found this very big video. In my case, the way I found Sarah was because at the time, this was in summer, and I was trying to learn how to use Adobe Premiere because I was starting to do some video and I was planning for my YouTube project that was coming out on September and everything. So I wanted to learn how to edit video, and I wanted to learn the real software that professionals use, which would be Adobe Premiere. So I searched some tutorials, and I found Sarah's tutorial, and then it had multiple parts, was very, very complete, and I just thought it was so cool, and I liked her so much that I started watching some of her other videos. And yeah, I just loved the way she talked. I love how real she is. I love how positive she is as well. And I love her crew. Just wish I had a crew like Sarah does. But she worked hard for it, so she deserves it. But her crew is just so amazing. Really, really cool, creative people. They are very good at their job, but they're also very much supportive of her. And they're fun people, I guess. So that was also very, very inspiring to me. And I guess in a way, because Sarah had made it in like a boom moment, and she had just made it, so that was the reason why I found her videos versus other people, was I guess she made it approachable for me to try to ascend, to aspire this kind of lifestyle. So because she wasn't super big, she wasn't Gary Vaynerchuk, but she wasn't me either. So she was like, I was two, three steps away from her in a way, in my mind. Yeah, I guess that's it. And thank you, Sarah, for everything that you're doing. If you're listening to this, that would be super cool. I'm probably gonna tweet this out and put Sarah's tweet handle there so she sees it. She might see it. I've received some Twitter love from Sarah, Twitter likes, and she answered one or two of my questions on Anchor, so those were the good days. The second person of my list today is Alexis Gisol. I'm trying to think about how I first saw Alexis Gisol, but I'm not sure really. I think I just found some random funny video of hers, and I thought she was super funny. And then I started watching more and more and really liked her. And I guess I have this huge crush on her as well, because she's so pretty. She's so perfect. She's so cool. And I would say that I've seen some of her older videos. So Alexis Gisol, she's now 19, I guess. 19 or 20, I'm not even sure, but she started making videos back when she was like 12 or something. And if you see some of her videos then, some of them are just as funny as her videos today, now that she's way older. So I guess I was, and I still am, super impressed on how sarcastic and how on point, witty she was when she was young, and she still is today. And she has developed that so much that I thought, whoa, I used to make videos like this when I was super young. I just never posted them on YouTube or never made them public. But I was doing these kind of videos as well, and now look at her. So I could have been like that but I didn't do anything. So I'm very much into the kind of comedy that she does. So she kind of acts in her own videos, but she all while still keeping her semi-personality, but and gives it in a light tone, being sarcastic, but still is able to teach you and some of the things that she wants to. So she's able to bring her message into it in a very, very clever way in terms of the LGBT community, in terms of gender roles, in terms of how our society today with the internet and everything. So I think she is very, very good at what she does. And then I guess some of the reasons why I also very much appreciate her work is because besides her YouTube channel, she has presented shows. She had a podcast, which was initially just her own podcast. And then she had a podcast with Full Screen, which had like a video version and just an audio version. So she's also an actress. So she's been doing like real movies. She did a movie, I think it's The Heist, if I'm not sure. The Heist movie, which is a Netflix movie. And the whole, and I just think that she was able to diversify herself. So she's not just an actress, she's not just a YouTuber, she's not just a podcaster, she's everything, and she can be everything, and she was able to juggle that while doing school. So she was studying at home, she didn't go to high school, so she studied everything at home, and she was still able to do all of that, and have friends and have family and everything. So very, very much impressed by that. She also has a very cool series on YouTube, which I find very inspiring, which is called What We Learned. So she has a lot of videos with this premises, which is, for example, acne, what we learned, or boobs, what we learned. So basically the idea of the video is that she goes after some of her friends, some of the people that she aspires as well, and she brings those teachings into the video, and she includes everyone. So it's a very cool way of collaborating with people, of getting other perspective into the video, and also for her to learn from these people. So it's a win-win situation, I would say. Those videos are also very inspiring to me, made me, so I guess, more accepting of who I am as well. And I think it's a great way of teaching other people, but still making it fun. And I like how she acknowledges that she's not perfect and she's not trying to be perfect while still being perfect. Thank you, Alexis. And yeah, and the last thing I guess I would like to point out was she's gay. And she came out when she was 18. So she usually does a video with 18 things I learned in these 18 years. And she always does this each year. And she came out when she was 18. And she came out in the video. So she didn't make a whole thing about it. She just, one of the facts that she shared was that she's gay. She likes girls. And since then, she hasn't made a big deal out of it. So she's not known as being like an LGBT YouTuber who brings her girlfriend into the videos and talks all about this. No, she kept on doing her thing, didn't make it a big deal, but is still helping out the community. So I think that's very, very interesting in how she was just able to maintain her brand and just be herself, because I guess she was always herself. We just make these big things out of sexuality when obviously they're part of who we are, but they're not everything, and they don't define us in a way that other people want to define us. So yeah, that's Alexis Gizo. I definitely recommend you watching her videos because she's super, super funny. She has so many videos. Like, besides her videos on her own YouTube channel, she, the same as Sarah, she was so much into collaborating. So you'll find her on a bunch of YouTube channels, like big like collaboration YouTube channels or even like small creators as well. That was also very cool, and I guess she made me understand how important it is to collaborate with people, because number one, it's fun. It's fun to collaborate with people. It brings a whole new perspective to the projects, and two, it's a great way to get a following as well. And the last internet person of today is Yoon Olsen. Now, Yoon is someone who was a professional skier, and he's mostly known today from being this big YouTube star who vlogs his days, who does daily vlogging and shares just his life when he travels all around the world, him building his company Douchebags, him and his big houses, his big car makeovers and everything. It might sound, for people who's listening, for someone who's listening for the first time, it might sound like very pop star kind of life, but it really isn't. And Yoon Olsen, I really believe he's a very great guy, because you don't get to this kind of fame without being a really cool guy. But now I'm thinking about Logan Paul, and he's not a good guy and he's got fame, so take back what I said. But yeah, Yoon Olsen, I guess the way that he has impacted my work that much is because he is very, very consistent in his work. So when he started doing daily vlogging, he did it every single day, like Monday over, I think even Saturdays and Sundays he did it, not sure, but at least every weekday he was doing a daily vlog. He obviously had someone to help him out, someone who was recording, but still, being able to have that consistency and to have that kind of, I guess, positivity as well, because you didn't see him falling apart. He would go like every single day. He has this way of starting out each vlog with good morning, and it really pumps you up. And there's so many days that I remember me starting off my day with a cup of tea, cup of cappuccino, and watching his daily vlog at the same time, and it always leaves me pumped up for the rest of the day. Now, I said that Yoon Olsen had someone who was filming him, but besides that, he is also able to film his own stuff. So he and the person who's working with him, which before was Marcus and right now it's Benny, they record, both of them are recording stuff, and when Benny's not around, Yoon is still able to record his stuff and do the video either way. So he's not dependent on other people. That's something very cool. And he doesn't want to be dependent on filming, on editing, and also on everything else. So he's someone who really enjoys doing his stuff. So he's someone who obviously has a lot of money, and that didn't need to do a lot of things, but he still does it anyway. So he and his girlfriend Yanni, they do their laundry, they clean their house, they paint the walls, wash this and that. So those like normal daily stuff that someone of his caliber would probably get someone else to do, he still does it, and he enjoys doing it, and he considers those like small wins, which I think is very important and very interesting, and I've tried to incorporate that in my life as well. Now, what do I mean by small wins? So for example, you paint the kitchen. He painted a kitchen, and then it's like, painted it kitchen, high five. So that's an accomplishment, you know. And organized camera gear, that's it, done, another thing. So all of those things, he considers them productive, he considers them something to be proud of and to celebrate. And I think sometimes we lack that in our lives, to just celebrate the little things. It really is important and makes different on positivity, makes a difference on your motivation to face each day, because you understand that those things matter, the little things matter. What else? I guess Yoon also has a big mindset on improving and improving daily, because, for example, I remember him like being in the swimming pool and just holding on his breath and trying every day during his summer to be able to hold on more time underwater than before. And now, why is he doing this? We don't know. He just enjoys competition. He just enjoys improving and getting better and little by little working on your craft. And although he was not competing for anything, he just wanted to get better, and he wants to get better at everything that he does. And he really believes that he can be a master at it as long as you work hard. So that's also something that I very much want to incorporate in my lifestyle. And just pushing yourself to the max as well. He might be super tired. He might be editing something 1 a.m. But you just push hard and you don't give up. And when your body is like falling asleep and not holding on, you just have to push harder, because that's when you push that you break through and you're able to do whatever you want during the day, and being able to accomplish what you want to accomplish, your dreams, and yeah. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We have had a wonderful time here together. I hope that you have enjoyed the people that I've picked out, that some of these people are new to you. And also, like I said, let me know who your favorite internet people are, whether that is by messaging me on Instagram, on Twitter, or by giving me a voice message over on Anchor as well. And you can find me at those places by searching the @AnnaRLGuerra. So my username is AnnaRL from Raquel Lopez and then Guerra. Straight that. So I guess until I see you on Thursday, which is the next episode, you can also follow me on those social media that I said, particularly on Instagram stories. Particularly on Instagram, because you have Instagram stories and I post there every single day. So you're able to see what I'm up to until then and what new episode I might be recording. So I'll see you on Thursday, and goodbye.